All right, Alex Martin, a good day for you. Heartbreak, though. Three corners to go. Moto 1, podium spot, bike blows up. But you redeemed yourself in Moto 2, man. Ran a great race.
Yeah, definitely was just pure heartbreak. That's what it felt like. Yeah. I think I felt like Dungey, man, whenever that happened to him, yeah. 250 class, like right before the leap, was it last lap or something?
Yeah, I was near the end, yeah.
That's kind of, I remember that, but no, I was just bummed. That was a long, hot, tough moto. And, like, I was just kind of no man's land. RJ came up to me and got me, and then, yeah, like you said, with three corners to go, it blew up, so. And it ended up just being a radiator hose fell off or something, so kind of a freak deal. But I lined up for the second moto, and I was like, I'm feeling way too good today to not be on the podium and talk to the NBC crew. So I ripped the whole shot, and that's something I've been looking for all year, as just a start and a whole shot. And it was good to get it in a deep, loamy start like that at Red Bud from the outside, I think, 3 to the
19th gate pick. So
19th gate pick, 3 to the left of the box. And, I had a lot of heat there from Hunter Lawrence that last lap, but I was like, there's no way, I just cannot give this up right now. Yeah. And we were right up on AC, like I had nowhere to go. If AC wasn't going, I wasn't going anywhere. So I just kind of let Ferrandis get a little too far ahead of me. I haven't been up front as much as I'd like to this year, and I definitely rode a little bit tight, especially the first moto, and let him get away from me. But it's really good for my confidence and just everything to be running the speed up front and know that I can get the job done still.
Yeah, it's got to be, like you said, first time we've seen you up front all year. First time you've gotten the starts. So, you know, next week, great track for you, obviously. You'll be a little more comfy, feeling better to be up front.
Yeah, I mean, no better time, I guess, to turn things around than halfway through the season. Red Bud Millville coming up, just to get the troll train rolling. Troll train's back on the track. So we definitely had a rough start to the year, but I feel like we're getting momentum now, and we have a good setting. And now I'm just riding motos. There's no more testing. It's just moto. So I think I'm in a good spot.
J-Bone was on the Pulp Show and said, yeah, you've got you more power, got you more motor in your bike recently.
Yeah, we kind of just switched up our motor specs. We had a lot of bottom at the first 3-4 races, and now we have less bottom but more mid to top, and I think it's really helping and kind of allows me to ride the bike a little harder because it doesn't have that hit off the bottom. So, as you can see, I think it's working out.
Keep the motor spec. I'm no crew chief, but keep the motor spec. First moto, did you notice it getting weaker and weaker?
So, like, on the four laps to go, I went up one of the triples in the back, and right after the mechanics area, the triple going into the back of the left-hander, and I felt like the brakes were on, going up the face, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's not good. And then I turned and went down the downhill, and, like, I could tell something was up. So, I made it 3.5 more laps, and I was just riding really tall gears. I started not tripling the jumps. I was doubling, and, I mean, I really, really thought I was going to make it. It was so close.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't see you do the leap all day. I don't know if you did in practice or if you cased it or just one of those things where you weren't comfy with it.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of bummed because they changed it the way we approached the leap this year. We had less of a run than we had last year, and I was like, well, I was barely making it last year. I'm like, I basically just decided not to do it right from the get-go. And honestly, I had good practice lap times. And the way I was hitting it and scrubbing under the bank, I don't feel like, I mean, maybe I was losing a tenth or two, but it wasn't a lot. So, I don't know. I wanted to make sure my spokes were intact all day long.
Yeah, the bank move was pretty sweet. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's at least you can kind of make up for it a little bit. And I had a better approach into the corner after that with that line. But I think Ferrandis was able to rest a lot more off that jump. You know, you got 2-3 seconds where I was having to kind of hustle and work it to make that line somewhat efficient. So, Adam wasn't really doing the leap at all either. Like, he was doing it at the beginning, but he stopped doing it. So it was kind of give and take.
Cool. Thanks, man. Nice work. And, got to be stoked going to Millville.
Thanks, Steve.